Officials from the South Florida Water Management District say a host of projects meant to ease the effect of water discharges east and west of Lake Okeechobee are enough. Right now, state officials are working on an Everglades water quality plan, building reservoirs to hold lake water, and bridging along the Tamiami Trail to facilitate water flow south. Other projects are also in the works. In a statement, water managers say by concentrating efforts on land the state already owns, they are, quote, focusing taxpayer dollars on their most effective use, end quote. But some environmentalists don't agree. Jennifer Hecker with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida says these projects won't sufficiently protect Florida's ecosystems in the long term.
We don't have the capacity to move the amount of water necessary to stop the harmfully high releases to the Coosawhatchie and St. Lucie rivers without acquiring more lands in the Everglades agricultural area.
Hecker says these pending projects are helpful, but possibly only handle about 10% of the water from Lake O. Another environmentalist, Jonathan Ullman with the Sierra Club, says if the deadline to purchase the land passes, future purchases become more costly and less likely.
There are details in this contract that make it more difficult than before the 12th.
But not all environmental groups agree with focusing efforts on buying sugar land. Audubon Florida has said the strategy may take more time and money than the plans already in place. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.